Daf Pei Gimel. So we got to five lines down. The Gemara quotes Tashma. The Gemara had been discussing the this question of Rabbi Yehuda of and Sumchas about the two sets of Malkus. The Gemara says now whether this is a general din by all Isur, you know, whenever a person did an Isur, double one mice, a double Isurim, do you get multiple sets of lashes or not? So Gemara says, Tashma, achal shnei gidim mishtei reichos, mishtei behemos. So the person eats two gidanashes from two different animals. So if it's shmonim, you get 80 lashes because they're viewed as two independent gufan muchlakim, seemingly. Rabbi Yehuda omer, eino sovig ela arbam, you only get 40, it's all considered one Isur only. Sehechi dami, what's the case? Ilema bezachar zev, it's a case of one after the next, ubishte hasraos, and two separate hasraos, so then, okay, getting a call from Slovenia, that's weird. Okay, so two different places, zachar zev, ubishte hasraos, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda, damar arbaim v'sulo, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you get two, if you do two of zachar zev, two hasraos, everyone would agree to get 80 lashes. El pshit, that's obvious, bevas achat, is all in one shot, ubichada hasra, and all one hasra. So then, man tanakama, who's a tanakama that says you get two sets of lashes? Ilema rabbanan de pali galea de sumchas. If it's rabbanan who argue on sumchas, and say by the case of, remember the Osas Beno case, you know, generation one, generation three, then generation two you kill, and the yushach, I should say, you only get one iser. So there, mahasim there, by that case, we're gufim muchlakim, we're the two different gufim, two different animals, and yet pater rabbanan, they're pater you from a second set of lashes. So ha chalo koshi, and in this case, certainly they would agree you pater from the second set of lashes as well. So el lav sumuchasu, it must be.
It's different. It's two mindsets. You know, that one you're killing one, and here is you're actually eating two gidanashim.
She's saying this should also be a case of gufun muchlakim, yeah, like the case Oses Beno. I hear.
You're saying because it's two actions, or because it's two places.
No, one, you're killing one animal, and you're with two results.
So they say down here, I'll show you what they say. You explain here. Af she'achal shnei gidim mishtei behemos, ein zeh nechshav gufun muchlakim. This is not considered. Why? Kevin she'achal l'schayv shtaim gam gid behema acha. Since in theory you could have eaten two gidanashes from one animal, it's ochel shnei kazesim, so therefore, even when it's two separate animals, it's not gufim uchakim. But oses beno.
A little different. He was asking not about the fact it came from two places. You're saying because it was two mice versus one mice. You're saying the action.
Right, but here it's answering because it's bezeach harzeh, and the fact that it's bezeach harzeh. I mean, it's still a little bit of a kasha, but it's less of a kasha now. Yeah.
So, okay, so that's how they explain.
Enough of the last, like, quad has always been that we're talking about two mice, and the person was doing things right lane and left,
right,
or he was doing it from the Nazir was shrinking twice. It was always two things. The Gemara from the beginning was assuming
that it's one.
Right.
But here originally there were even like two animals, not even two.
Right, animals. So that, as I said yesterday, it's a very complicated topic, Malchios, Chalukos Malchios, because it depends on different Isurim, different Maisim, different Gufim. The Gemara, as I said yesterday, in Krisus, talks about how one divides separate Chataos. But at least Lagabe, the Gufim Muchlakim, about separate entities, the explanation is, even though you're right, they come from two different animals, since in theory you could violate two Isurim from one animal, it's not considered gufan muchlakim, and therefore Rabbanan would certainly say you're a potter in this case. So the Gemara says, where are we now? So again, man tanakama ilaymi Rabbanan the poligalah the sumchas mad hasim the gufan muchlakim potter Rabbanan hachalo kosher gain alav sumchas, it must really be sumchas who, and he holds you get 80 lashes, you get two sets of lashes here. So that would answer Asava Geshe about his understanding that if a person does one mice and you violate two different Isurim, so then one would get two sets of lashes. This is a general rule of sumchas, not necessarily, not specific to Oso Espino. Mora says no. The olam bezachar, that really is talking about eating one after the next, two separate maisim, in which case we understand why Rabbanan say you're chayv 80. Would the commerce my time with Rabbi Yehuda? So then why, if it's two bezachar chazeh, even Rabbi Yehuda would seemingly agree you should get 80 lashes. Why does he say only 40 lashes? So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, kevin de les be kazayas, since there's no kazayas, de tanya achlav aimbo kazayas chayv, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad shehei bo kazayas. What does that mean? So take a look at Rashi to explain around narrow lines down. Says Rashi, he says, de les be kazayas, bekama, the first one, o basra, el bechaminai, one of the gidim have a kazayas. Rather, don't have a kazayas. But tanakama mechayev, nonetheless, even without a sheer kazayas, the kazava Biryahu, who birya ain tzichashir. Whenever birya, something that's its own entity, regardless of the size, a person eats an ant, it's tiny, you still violate the Isra because it's a birya. Here as well, it's a birya according to Shitas Rabbanim, your chayiv two sets. But Rabbi Yehuda argued, and jump to the next Rashi, ad shei bokazayis, around 10 narrow lines further, ad shei bokazayis, the kasavar la birya chashiv, ela kichaticha mina behema. We don't view this as a birya. Unclear whether Rabbi Yehuda rejects birya in general, or he's saying a gid is not viewed as a birya. But either way, this is not a birya, and you need a full kazayis. And that's why, since one of the gidim lack that kazayis, you only have one in this case, that the one that has a kazayis, but you're put to the other one that doesn't have a kazayis.
So Rashi assumes that one has to have a kazayis, because otherwise Rabbi Yehuda would say that he's not selfik at all, not even arbaim, right?
If neither one is a kazayis, and he'd be pater legamer. Exactly.
But Rabbi Yehuda would say pater legamer.
Exactly. Very good.
That's all he has to say, that one of them.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's go now to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Arba, Prakim, Bishana, there are four times during the year. Hamocher, Behema, Lechavero, Tzarch, Lehodio, Ima, Macharti, Lishchot. Bita, Macharti, Lishchot. There are four times of the year where the seller has to say, I sold the mother today, I'm selling you the daughter or the calf, you can't shech it. Or I sold the calf just earlier, I'm selling you now the mother, but no, you can't shech it today because I already sold the calf earlier. Because the Chashash also says, but no, that there are four times a year where it's very busy and it's safe to assume that when a person bought it, he's mustama going to shecht it today, so he needs to warn the second buyer not to shecht it today. The Eluhain, what are the four times? Erev Yom Tov HaAchron Shechag, the Erev of that referring to Shmini Atzeres, the Erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shepesach, the Erev Atzeres, the Erev Rosh Hashanah. So again, Erev Simchas Shmini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. These are four times of the year where it's very busy, and Rashi explains it's Derech Yisrael, Lasso, Sudos, they make big meals. The person who buys it is buying it in order to shecht it. Now there's a lot of discussion why these Yom Tovim were included, why not other Yom Tovim here. They miss Erev Sukkis is the notable one that's missing from here. So if you take a look at Tosus on the top Tosus Kedivrei, the first part is pretty interesting, but it's a little bit more involved. He just makes a chilek between Yom Kippur. The custom on Yom Kippur is to shecht birds. There's no osis, but no by birds, but by behemas. All the other Yom Tovim we shecht behemas. It's an interesting distinction. We need to review the Gemara in Ksubas to appreciate the flow. But go to the last three lines, five lines of that Tosfos. V'hadu lo chashiv hacha erev Yom Tov Rishon Shechag. What about Sukkis? What about that one? So Omer Beinu Tam, Mishum Dechuli Alma, Tride Besuka, Velulav, Ve'ein Lem Panai Lahar Bos Beshchitas Kolkach. People want to have a big meal, Erev Sukkot, but they're so busy building the Sukkah, getting down Minim, and therefore they're not able to. They don't have the time. It's a logistical point. Now, Rashi seemingly wouldn't agree this. Why? There's a Gemara in Pesachim that talks about Erev Pesach. Why is there an Issa Melacha on Erev Pesach? Rashi, they're right, because people are tarred, burning chametz, baking matzahs, so that should be the same reason why. Based on Rashi and Erev Pesach, Rashi also would hold there's an Issa Melacha on Erev Sukkot. They're both tarred, so seemingly Rashi and Pesachim would think this doesn't make any sense. This can't be the reason why. So there are other reasons, I don't know what they are, but other reasons brought down in Rishonim, why not Erev Sukkis? They want to save their meal for Simchas Torah and Shmi Atzeres. That's why they push it off. Tosus Avraz Shitaso. Tosus thinks the reason why you can't do Melacha on Erev Pesach is not because you're tarred. He thinks because it's a day when you bring a yomtif, and a carbon rather. When you bring a carbon Pesach, that day becomes a yomtif. There's a certain low-level Isser Melacha. Nothing to do with being tarred or baking matzahs at all. So Tosfos would think Erev Sukkis is a busy day, but Erev Pesach isn't necessarily a busy day, and that would be the chilek within Tosfos why Erev Pesach this halach applies, but not Erev Sukkis. Okay, so the Mishnah goes further now. Says the Mishnah Ukedivrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili Af Erev Yom Kippurim Begalil Erev Yom Kippur. Also, they'd make a big meal. There's a big suda mafsekas we eat. That's a big suda we have there as well. They would. They would have to warn the buyers. Now the Ramban writes, if let's say the mocher doesn't warn the second lokeach, it's a mekach tos. If he found that afterwards they sold the first one earlier, then he could retract on the sale and the mocher would pay the money back. So then the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when is this all true? Bizman she'ein la revach, when there's no revach. We'll see what that means in Rashi in just a second. Aval yesh la revach ein tzarch lo dia. If there is revach, if there's some space, then you don't need to warn the lokech. So what does revach mean? Says Rashi, that she'ein la revach hefsek bein time shemacha ha'em hayom. When you sold it today, if you sold the mother today, you can't sell the calf today without warning. But let's say you sold the mother yesterday and you're selling a calf today, then you don't need to give any warnings. Revach means the time of when the mother or daughter had been sold. So then the Mishnah says, "Umode Rabbi Yehuda agrees, b'mocher se'aim l'chasan v'sabas l'kala shetzarach l'hodia b'yadua sheshneim shochtim b'yom echad." Let's say you sold the cow to the chasan on Sunday, and you sold the calf to the kala Monday. It's safe to assume they're planning for the same meal. So then you would have to warn the kala, "Don't buy this one because I just saw your chasan by the mother just a day ago." Fine. So then the Mishnah says, "Barba prakim elu." On these 4 days, mashchiten es tavach bal karcho, that the tavach, the shochet, allowed to shecht against the will of the mocher. Afilu shor shava elav dinarim vein lo lokeach ela dinar kofen esol lishcho. So let's say on these 4 times where it's very, very busy. So now what happens is Lokech buys, I want a part of that meat. I want the rib. A few dollars. The overall cost of the cow is $1,000 and he invested on buying $40 of it. So the din is, since it's understood that when you're buying it on Erev Yom, Erev, whatever the Erev is, Erev Yom Tov, you're buying it to use, therefore, you could force the mocher to sell it, even though I'm only getting $40 out of this, I bought it to use today. You can't tell me I'm not shechting the cow until I sell all the pieces of meat. Because when I made the deal today, it was clear that I'm buying it to use today. You can't say, wait till next week when I sell all the parts. And therefore, I could force you to shecht it today, even though I've got a small piece of this. So then the Mishnah says, Lefikach, therefore, imes meis lokeach. Since right now, when I make the deal with you on Erev Pesach, and let's say before it gets a chance to be shechted, it dies, it drops dead, I lost my investment. Because since I have the ability to force you to shecht it, that means I'm owning this animal right now when it is. If it dies for me. It's my loss. I lose the $40 I invested in the ribs.
This is happening on the day of, this is happening a long time before that day, or is it happening on that same day?
The same day. These 4 prakim, the Mishnah says. On these 4 days where it's known you buy to use today, so then the mocher is aware of that. So when he sells me the piece today, it's to be shechted today. He can't say, no, I'm not shechting until I get more buyers here. Right. He's not allowed to do that.
But could he have advanced the money before today?
Right, that's my question.
He may have advanced the money.
My question, let's say a week before
he
gave him
today,
the money.
But when did he give him the money originally?
Oh, the game money was today. The Gemara is going to say when they paid the money today.
Okay, so
yeah, everything. The Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say, where was the kinyan exactly? So then the Mishnah says, about Bashar Yimos Hashanah, the rest of the year, ain't no kinyan. The Mocha can say, I'm waiting till I sell all the parts of the cow before I'm willing to shecht it. Because again, they didn't have freezers, so if they shecht the cow now and he got $900 of unsold meat, that's a huge loss for him. V'figach imeis, therefore if it dies, meis lemocher. So the money I paid up front as a lokeach, I don't lose it. Since I can't force you to shecht it now, it was only on hold, and if it dies, it's a full loss to the mocher.
It seems more like a partnership, when there's an imeis, meis lemocher, because he's just buying meat.
You know, but that meat I invested in it.
No, it's not.
No, I don't have the whole meat. I only have, as a lokeach, I only have whatever I paid for. The rest is owned by the mocher until he sells off those pieces. So when it dies, what it means I lose.
So the Gemara is going to go. He has to specifically say, this is part of, from this behema, it's mine, or something like that. Otherwise, no,
I don't think so. I'm buying this cow, or the Gemara doesn't get into this.
Right, it does not.
Right. Either way, there's an interesting Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma writes, and Parshas Emor, I think this is, he writes that he wants to know, the different people want to know what's different. We had said in the Mishnah, Yom HaKippurim B'Galil, so then they would, and then in Galil they would shecht, they would have a problem of a big suda in Yom Kippur. What about Yehuda? In the area of Yehuda, why didn't they have big meals on Yom Kippur? On Erev Yom Kippur? So the Meshech Chachma says, because apparently there's a Mesorah that Esav was killed by Yehuda. And that's how the Goyim assumed. So they made certain gezeiras in Yehuda. They can't celebrate. You can't celebrate somehow in Erev Yom Kippur these big partying, and therefore they didn't make a big party Erev Yom Kippur. Now I don't know why Erev Yom Kippur has to do with the shechting of Esav and whatnot, but it's a Meshech Chachma. Take a look there if you want for further explanation. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says Tana im lo hodia hole if im lo hodia. So let's say you didn't let him know, if the mocher didn't tell you, oh, I sold the mother today, so then, holech v'shochev, eino nimna. You don't have to assume the worst. You go to the doctor, and the doctor says everything's fine. You don't have to start questioning, well, maybe I've got high blood pressure, I've got high cholesterol. No. If he doesn't tell you anything, you assume everything's fine. So this says the Bryce, if he doesn't tell you anything, you assume it's fine, and go ahead and shecht it. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amasai, when is this true? Lama li lemisnei, why have you tell this case of lemisnei esa aim lechasen v'sa bas lekala? Just say, you know, the chasen and kala, they bought 2 different days, so then you tell them that you're the mustama using it for the same suda. Why the mother of the chasen, the bas, rather the mother was sold to the chasen and the calf was sold to the kala? So the Gemara says, Milsa Agav Orche is teaching us a din kamash malan, a chiddush, a certain halacha, or maybe idea on the side. The Orech Ara, the Derech Eretz is, Lemitrach Bechasna Tvei Mi Bechalasa. The house of the Chasan is working harder than the house of the Kala. That's why it says the mother cow goes to the Chasan. That's more expensive. The calf, which is cheaper, is going to the Kala. So we're teaching a din that typically the Chasan's family is working harder on the Kala's family. Whether that's true nowadays doesn't seem to be the case, but that was at least in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Barba, Prakim Elu, V'halo Mashach. So this was your question. Wait a second. I didn't make any Mashiach. When I came ahead, I'm the Lokeach. And I put $40 down to buy the ribs of this cow. And then the cow died. I could force you to shecht it. And if the cow dies, I lose my investment. But why is that the case? There's no Mashiach. I didn't do any Kinyan. How am I responsible? Without there being a Mashiach, I didn't acquire anything. I didn't acquire any part of the cow. So Amar Avuna Amar Rava Kishemashach. When you did a Mashiach, that's Ein Echanami, right. When he was Moshech the cow, so that was the acquisition of the cow. So Ihach, if that's the case, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. Avavashai Moshashana Ein Okay in Lefikach and Meis Meis Lamocher. V'hamashach, if it's a case of Mashiach, there shouldn't be a chilek Bein Erev Yamtiv, Bein Shai Moshashana. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Liolam Shalomashach. There was no Mashiach at all. So how come the Lokeach is considered an investor and a part owner in these 4 prakim of the year. Kagon shezicha lo al yedei acher ba'arba prakim ve'elu dezechus lo zachan adam shlo b'fanav. I didn't make the acquisition. Someone else made the acquisition on my behalf. That's dezechus. We know zachan adam shlo b'fanav. However, the rest of the year, that b'shayim os hashana dechov lo dechov ein chavin adam shlo b'fanav. So what's the difference between zechus versus zechov? Why is b'shayim os hashana chov and erev dal prakim is considered zechus? Look at Rashi two lines down. Says Rashi, zechus ulo mesirazu zechus hili dehalo sagile below basar. I need meat. I need meat for yantif. I need meat for sukkis and shavuos and rosh hashanah. So I need it. That's a necessary item. Chovulo, but in the rest of the year, I don't really need the meat, and therefore lahotzi otzalz hapsei hulo. To have to spend the meat when I don't need it, that's considered a chov, and therefore it's not considered. You can't be chavin laadam shelo b'fanav. So that's the difference. So again, there was no mashicha. It was a person who was trying to represent me without me being there. Comes along Rabbi Elazar. He says differently. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ba'arba prakim elu hamidu chacham divreim al din Torah. That there are these four times a year the chacham fell back on the halachas of kinyanim deraisa. Many kinyanim are actually only midirabanan. Chacham created many. This is actually a big suga that Ketzos and other achronim talk about how this is a arena where a din derabanan can have deraisa implications. So let's say, for example, dal minim. That's a din deraisa. I need to own it. Lakachtem lachem. But I could use a derabanan din, let's say shaking hands, if I make an agreement with the guy, I will own it, even though that may only be a derabanan acquisition. It has deraisa effects to it. So many kinyanim are dirabanan only. So Mashiach, for example, is a din dirabanan, at least for Yidden. So in this case, however, Chacham fell back on the regular dine deraisa of kinyan, which is what? Dama Rabbi Yochanan holds, Davar Torah midin deraisa maos konos. That midiraisa, the way a Yid buys from another Yid is through paying money, and it's a good acquisition. Ma tam amu Mashiach konos. So why do they institute that you shouldn't really make the acquisition final until Mashiach? Why do they make such a gzera? Gzera shema yomru lo nisrufu chitecha ba'aliyah. What's going to happen? I'm going to make a deal with you. I'm meeting you in your office, and I pay you the money. Great, I'm selling you the wheat. You go get the wheat upstate somewhere, and it turns out it all burnt. It was all burnt. So for all I know, it could have been burnt before I made the acquisition. So therefore, there it goes there. Don't rely on passing money alone. Make sure you have the chefts at hand so nobody plays any games. That's the din dirabanan. But midiraisa maos konos. It's a story they say about the record shopper. The record shopper was very sharp, as we know. He would talk in like Mar Makomos, ayin here, ayin there. So he once sent like a little pamphlet from one of the Sfarim to a bunch of yeshivas, and they wanted to see more of it, like a little taste of it. And he kept on saying, ayin here, ayin there, ayin here. They didn't know what they're talking about. Finally, he said, all those Gemaras he was quoting says, Davar Torah, Maos Konos. So you want the rest of the Davar Torah, you need to pay for it. That's how you're going to get the rest of it. Either way, Midiraisa, Maos Konos, that's how it works. And for some reason, in these cases, they say paying the money in these four cases are enough of a reason to make a full-fledged acquisition, even without the Mashiach.
I mean, I know this is for Baba Basra, whatever, Baba Kama, but it's interesting that they wouldn't be Mechayev Kesef plus Mashiach, meaning they got rid of the Kesef.
Yeah. Entirely, they replaced
with
it.
Midaraisa, which is not that simple.
Right, right.
You could say that, you know, Midaraisa and not only Kesef, but also Meshicha. But
correct.
According to Rabbanan, Meshicha don't.
Yep, yeah, in Echanami. Yep. Yeah, we have many, right. The Kinonim is unique because there are many ways you could do it. Meaning,
right.
Kesef isn't the only way. They weren't like replacing Kesef. They were adding another avenue. Hagbah also
but
works.
It seems from here that Meshicha is not.
Mishich is not Midaraisa, at least from a yid to yid. But they weren't replaced, they were just adding another avenue.
Right.
They weren't, fine. Then now, new Mishnah was saying, next Mishnah in the bottom of Amud Aleph here, Yom Echad Ha'omer B'Oses B'No, when we define one day that you can't Shecht Oses B'No in one day, how does one define that? Does it go day the night, or does it go night before the day? So it says the Mishnah, Hayom Holech Achar Laila, so that means it goes according to our Halacha day. So last night was the first night, and today is the continuation. If I Shecht an animal today, tonight, after taste, I could shech the mother on that. That's considered already a different day. When the date changes, the Hebrew date changes, that's a different day. As Zu Darish Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma, this is what his drasha was. Nemar b'maisa breishis yom echad, v'nemar b'osas b'no yom echad. Ma yom echad ha'amur b'maisa breishis yom holech achar alayla. Just like there, it was vayerev vayivoker, night and then day. So too, by osas b'no, af yom echad ha'amur b'osas b'no is hayom holech achar alayla. So that's the drasha of Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma. Says the Gemara now, Tanur Rabbanan Ezu Darish Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma. He made the following drasha: the fisha kol ha'inyan kulo einam edamadaber ela bekachim. This whole idea, the whole parsha of Oses Beno is in the context of kachim. Now, even though we know it applies even in the world of chulin, it's at least in the context in kachim. So one may have thought it should be like regular kachim, which is laila holech achar hayom, where the daytime precedes the nighttime, and maybe that should be the definition of Yom Echad. Yachol Av Zekein, one may think that Oses Beno should follow the same ruling. Nemar Kan Yom Echad, Nemar B'Maisa Breshis Yom Echad. Ma Yom Echad Ha'amur B'Maisa Breshis Hayom Holech Achar Laila. So Af Yom Echad Ha'amur B'Oses Beno Hayom Holech Achar Halayla. So that's a drasha Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma. Going on to Amud Beis, now finishing off the Perek, the Gemara says, Rebbe Omer, Yom Echad HaMiyuchad, he has a slightly different drasha, not slightly, he has a very different drasha. When it says Yom Echad by Oses Beno, it's not referring to the day Hayom Holech Achar Laila, that means Yom HaMiyuchad. Ton Karuz, you need a day of Miyuchad, you need to make an announcement. The mission that taught us Amud Aleph, that you have to make the announcement when you sell the mother, you sell the daughter, that's based on the pasuk. B'yom echad, yom ha-miyuchad, ta'un karuz, mikan amru ba'arba prakim, b'shana ha-mocher behema l'chaveru, tzarech lo'dia. Meaning, Rebbe thinks that kind of making announcements isn't just a very nice thing to do, that you shouldn't be lifting an iver of anybody. It's actually a din d'oraisa, when there's a yom ha-miyuchad, when there's special days of the year where it's very busy selling meat, so then there's a din d'oraisa to have to make such an announcement. And Rebbe doesn't use the source of Yom Echad to tell me how Yom Holech Achar Laila. How does he know? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't address it. Either he doesn't agree with it, or he has some other svara how he knows how Yom is Holech Achar Laila.
Here it says that normally you wouldn't even need the Chiddush, because in 99% of the cases it's Yom Achar Laila.
So maybe that's where he says.
But it came the other question because of the Kachim.
Right.
So maybe it just falls out.
Could be. And one may think also, even though it's in Kachim, we know it applies to Chulin, so it may, it's not bound to any Havamines of being like Kachim.
Right.
So maybe that's a Svara, and that's why the Pasuk's available to make this din. Hajr Nalach Osov Espino. Let's begin now the next parak. Kisoy Hadam. Says Gemara now. Kisei Adam Noeg Baritz Bechutz Laritz Befnei Abayis Shlo Befnei Abayis Bechulin Avalo Bemukdashim. The Kisei Adam is covering the blood. It only applies everywhere. It applies any time, and applies only Chulin, but does not apply to Kadshim. So V'Noeg Bechayu V'Of, it applies only to wild animals or to birds. Does not apply to a behema. B'Mezumin B'Sheinu Mezumin applies to whether the animal was prepared or not prepared. The reason why the Mishnah brings this in, because the next few Prakim have very parallel structures. So the Muzuman is relevant for Shiluach HaKein, the last parak. That's why they mention it here. So we could ignore that point. V'noeg b'koi, mipnei shu safek, when we discuss whether a koi might be a buffalo or some other animal that we don't know whether it's a chaya or a behema, so we practice it l'chumra, that one should bury the blood just in case it's a chaya. However, ein shochlin oso b'yomtif, and one should not shecht in yomtif because we don't know whether it requires kisadam. And if you move it, and it doesn't require kisadam, it's a violation of muksa and other problems. Vim shacht, if one did shecht a koi in yomtif, ein mechastin esadamo damo, you shouldn't cover the blood, because that's at suffix whether it requires a kisadam in the first place. The Gemara now wants to know, b'mukdoshin, my time alone. Why don't we have kisadam by mukdoshin? Now, firstly, we should know that there is never a chaya that's brought for karbanos. We only bring behemoths or oaf. So chaya is off the board. But at least lagabi the oaf, the Torah and the ben yona, the Torah, we bring those birds in the base of Mikdash. So why don't those birds require a kisadam? So Gemara explains to Ilema, if you're going to tell me mishum de Rebbe Zera, Dama Rebbe Zera, Rebbe Zera has this din ha-shochet tzarech sheitin afar lamatav, afar lamala. When you do shechita, so you have to cover it both on the top and the bottom. Shenemar v'shafach es dama v'chiseo be'afar, afar lo nemar, ela be'afar. Be'afar means in the dirt, means it has to be enveloped by the dirt. Milamet she'ashochet tzarech sheitin afar lamata v'afar lamala. So that's the din, that's the requirement. Now this concept of afar lamata, afar lamala, there's a big discussion that we show in the Achronim, whether we view those two dirts, the top dirt and the bottom dirt, as two separate dinim, or it's really one, two mitzvahs, or really one mitzvah altogether. And there's, again, a lot to discuss here. There's a Tosfos that talks about whether or not you have to be mazmin, the dirt on the bottom. Is there a maisa necessary to create the dirt on the bottom? Or no, it's fine to just, if there's dirt already there, even though you didn't prepare it, that's sufficient. So there's a Rashi that says you have to be mazmin bepeh. You have to set aside this dirt that's here. I want to set aside with bepeh. And Tosfos says that's unnecessary to do that. Either way, yeah. Very good. Good point. Either way, that I guess would still, that blood of that Malika, Zuhu Shchitasa, that would qualify for a Shchita. What was done in the Beis HaMikdash was equal to what we did out of the Beis HaMikdash, and that would be qualified. Very good. I think Toz might ask that question. Tosa doesn't ask the question. That's a very good point. I'm assuming, because we say Malika, Malikasa, Zuhi Shchitasa. Just see if anyone actually says this, though. Very good. So he asked this question. In the Beis HaMikdash, they say it's do Malika, there's no Shechita. So the Gemara says, Torah Tosa doesn't ask this question. And he says, Malikasa Zuhi Shechita. So that's what they answer. So that's the qualifies for our, it's the equivalent of a Shechita. So either way, we have from Rabbi Zera the need to cover up the Dam completely. Be'afar, Lemate Ulamala. So what's the problem? So why can't you do that in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara says, V'hachal Efshar, you can't do this in the Beis HaMikdash because Heichli Avdu, what should you do? Leisev V'levale, so if you're going to play dirt, you know, when they shech the blood and place it on the Mizbeach, they'd shech the birds on top of the Mizbeach. So here you're going to put now some dirt on top of the Mizbeach, and then you're going to mivata to the Mizbeach. That you can't do because kamosav abinin, you're adding on to the binin the mizbeach, and you can't add on to the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash at all. Because if it says in the passing Divrei Yomim, Hakol b'chsav yad mi yad Hashem alai hiskia, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, of the mizbeach. So to add dirt on for kisadam, that would be a violation of being mosav in the binin. And if you're going to say lo levatle, that a person should not be mevatulet, and leave the dirt on top of the mizbeach, but not to be part of the mizbeach, kahavi chatzitza, that's going to serve as a chatzitza between the blood and the mizbeach, because the blood has to go directly on the mizbeach. So if the blood falls on the dirt, that's on top of the mizbeach. If the dirt's not serving as the mizbeach itself, that's going to be a chatzitza. So there's nothing to do.
This is on the yisod hamizbeach, right? Because he does. Malik on the wall, and then it falls down to the bottom, to the yisod.
This is on the...
Which still makes sense that it changes the sizes.
But yeah, it would probably be in the yisod, I would think. You think it depends. I think it depends on the car, which bird it is, no? A chat that's an ola, I think, is different.
They're both, I think, one of them.
One's on top, one's on the yisod, yeah, I thought.
But even one on top is not all the way on top of the mizbeach. It's on the...
The walkway.
On top of the chudasik,
right? So, whatever part it is, it's still being most of... Well, on the binyan.
Right.
So therefore, there's no way to do it. Because if you're going to add the dirt on, make it part of the mizbeach, that's being most of the binyan that we can't do. And if you're not going to make it part of the binyan, you're not about to it, then it's going to serve as a chatzitza between the blood and the kir mizbeach, and that's not going to work either. Now look at Tosas Dibur Maschil Kamosav Abinyan. He says, V'hadam rinim b'per kachri kachrim, the Gemara in Zvachim daf samach alaf, shekeshe alu b'nei gola, when the b'nei gola went up, hosifu al mizbeach, dal amos min adarim. They actually added on four extra amos on the southern part of mizbeach. So the Gemara says, oh, why would they have to do that? Says Tosos, Hasam kara ashkach v'darish. Ma ba'i shishim af mizbeach shishim. They made a certain drasha. It wasn't just made this up. They had a drasha. So you need a drasha to do any hosafos. Rabbeinu tam mifarish, kamosa binyan v'lo havi meruba. Now the problem is, you're allowed to add on to the mizbeach, but it has to be square. We don't care how big or how small the mizbeach is. It has to be a square. Just like a tefillin. We don't care how big or small it is, as long as it's a square. So there's no problem as long as it's a square. V'hasim galef la'diribua mizbeach me'akif. So that's why you put a little dirt here.
So it would seem that here also it would seem that it's on the wall that you have to put, because here it says, ve'ina korban kasher b'mitzui dam shezachah ki tzarich lematzot et hadam al kir ha'mizbeach.
Right, that's what Rashi says, yeah.
Right, so
yeah.
It would seem that he would have to put...
You're expanding the width of it.
He has to put like...
something muddy that sticks.
Right, that sticks on his back.
Yeah. So Tosa says he don't like this pshat here about Rabbeinu Tam saying that if you're the problem of Hosaf is binyan, you're allowed to be most of the binyan as long as it remains square. Ve'nira dakati kishabal lechasos yadik offer gam saviv hamizbeach ad shimiruba. So each time you do kitzadam, why don't you add on to the mizbeach to make it equal to as long as you keep the square shape to it? So that would be allowed. Ve'o, then he goes to another pasuk. Either way, in the end, Tosa seems to be more comfortable with the reason why you can't add on to mizbeach, whether it's a square or not a square. You can never add on to the dimensions, and for that reason, it's impossible to perform kisadam in the base of Migdash on the Kodshim. So Gemara says now, granted, nehi de lamata lo efsher, granted, you can't place something on the bottom because of most of the binyan, but lamala efsher liaved kisoy. So why not put at least dirt on the top? So at least cover the blood from the top of the blood. Milo Tanya, does the Brisa not teach us that Rabbi Yonas and Ben Yosef Omer shachet chaya, v'harkach shachet behema, potter? So you shach the chaya first, and then afterwards you shach the behema. Now the behema's blood is now covering the chaya's blood, you're potter because it's being covered. Milchasos behema, potter milchasos. Behema, let's say you first shech the behema on the bottom, and then v'acharka chaya, then you have the chaya on top of it, then you're chaya v'lchasos. You need to cover the chaya because the chaya is exposed on the top. So even though in this case here, you can't cover the bottom of it because there's blood of the dam, the blood of the dam is an offer, you need offer. So blood of the behemoth is on the bottom, so even though you can't accomplish any more offer on the bottom, it's ruined, you could still at least do offer on the top of it. So just like there are certain situations where you do offer only on top, why not do offer on the top in the base of Mikdash as well? And the Gemara says, because, could Rabbi Zeira, Dama Rabbi Zeira, call a roi labila ain bila ma'keves, v'choshena roi labila bila ma'keves. So this is talking about mixing soles, flour, and oil, that as long as there's a ratio of flour, of 60 amounts of flour to oil, which has the ability to mix well, then even though you haven't mixed it, you've fulfilled the mitzvah. But once you put 61 amounts of flour with oil, where that's not able to mix properly, then it's not good. So all you have to have is potential. So here too, by the case of the behemoth and the chaya, there was potential to cover the blood on the bottom of it. So therefore, even though it wasn't covering the bottom, at least it was roi to be, and therefore you cover the top as well. But since in the base of Mikdash, it's not roi ever to cover the bottom, because it's being most of the binyan, mimela, there's no mitzvah of kisadam even on the top. That's what the Gemara explains. So then the Gemara says, I've got another etzah. After you shech the oaf on the mizbeach, v'ligrare v'lichase, why not scrape the blood off, scoop the blood off, and then put it somewhere else where you can put it on top of dirt, and then do kisadam elsewhere? Who says that the kisadam has to be mamish in the place where it fell? Milo tnan, do we not have a mishnah that tells us that appears in Maseches? This is our Masechta actually. Dama nitaz fisha'al asakin chay v'chasos. If there's blood that came off onto the far away somewhere, Rashi says, wherever it ends up, well, you know, the blood gets very messy. When I went to the Schlachthaus for the chickens, the blood was all over my suit. No one wore me this. Now, they gave me like something to like a table, whatever, like an apron to wear, but it got plenty outside of the apron. I didn't realize how bad I smelled either until I showed up to L'chaim that night after Redoso. But it gets all over the place. So there's blood. So the din is you have to scrape the blood from the walls and blood from the knife and get everything covered. So why not scrape the blood off the Mizbeach and put it in dirt and perform the mitzvah of Kisei Adam? So the Gemara says, we see from here, the garav mixay, that you're able to scrape things off and cover it. Hachanami, nigur v'nichsei. The Gemara says as follows. Ibakachim is beach hachanami. Have we been dealing with a case of kachim is beach, like a chathas of, Rashi says, you're right, hachanami says Rashi, last three lines, the chayv l'chathas, you would be required to do kisadam. Since it's being shechted properly, and the kohen ends up eating the chatas of, and that's all fine. However, Hachab and Maaskinen says the Gemara, we're talking about the Kodshe Bedek Abayis, and what's the relevance of that? Kodshe Bedek Abayis is, if I take a bird, I'm sanctifying this bird, not as a carbon, but I want the value of this bird to be sanctified, which means I need to redeem the kachim, the hektish off it, and use the money for something else. So while the animal is a kachi bedek abayis, you cannot eat the animal. The only time kisoy is necessary is only when it's a shchita that leads to someone eating it. But shchita on bedek abayis, our mission on it is talking about bedek abayis, and that shchita does not lead to someone eating it, and therefore that's why there is no kisoy adam.
Again, what is what's the case of shchita bedek abayis?
If a person takes an oaf and you're makdish it to bedek abayis,
okay.
So now that's not a karbon, that's a bedek abayis. It's like if I'm makdish his table, it's bedek abayis. I can't bring this as a carbon. So let's say I take the animal, the bird that's a bedek abayis. I shecht it anyways, before being poded. I shecht it as bedek abayis, I can't get hana from it. It's asati. As opposed to kachim is beach, the chatas of, when you shecht it, it's for the kohen to eat. So only a shechita that leads to a heter achila is chayv in kisui adam.
So if somebody is shechted bedek abayis, even nobody can eat it.
Correct.
You
look at Rashi in the bottom there. The Rashi we're in the middle of. Masnisin be'ofos shekdeshen lebedek abayis u'shachtam da'asurim b'ana u'mishum de'shechita she'en ruya patelu mekisayis. What comes out from this, a very important din. When the Mishnah says, it's very deceiving. When the Mishnah says kisa dam doesn't apply to mukdashim, it's not really true. It applies to mukdashim. It applies to kachim bedek abayis, kachim mizbeach rather. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of kachim bedek habayis. That's the type of kachim that doesn't require kisa dam. So we're going to continue this conversation and think of other ways, maybe to understand how to get kisa dam, even in the case of kachim bedek habayis.
So the person who does this.